So, but I've got it, I know I have it here. I can access it online here.
Did that come from Jennifer?
Well, Stephanie gave us the link to the online.
We're pulling it up, I'm sorry.
All right, okay. I think it was what the BOE did last year?
Here's the letter.
Yes.
2346, assessed valuation.
Is it 23 or 29?
Oh, that's the one. That's not the other.
Right, so the other one will be taken care of because you never, it's not part of the BOE. This was the Xenia, or the Nazi Hotel. That's what this is.
That's not this one, I don't think, because this is the previous one.
This is not going to be a part of this, is what I understood.
$2,832 down to...
Did I get that wrong?
Is that the right address, Bob?
This is the first one I talked to you about, not the one that you sent me the letter on Friday.
That's the letter I sent Friday.
Down to...
In the first paragraph, is that...
From $2,800,000 to $1,700,000.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Which property is that?
That's the Nazi Hotel. That's the hotel off of
Green Mountain Drive.
That's not the water park.
Okay.
The water park...
That's fine.
Yeah, the water park will be handled outside of BOE because it was never, there was never a...
BOE never...
Kind of the dollar amount.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Place the current assessed value at $1,700,000. Okay, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Okay, well, let me do a motion. Yeah, make a motion.
Make a motion that the Nazi Hotel would take the assessed value at $1.7 million.
Second.
We have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Reduce the assessed value to $1.7.
I'm going to go back over and keep Wes Weber happy. He's over here on one of my cases.
Wes Weber, yeah.
We'll see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
BOE 13.
All right. On the New Life Temple, assess that for a second. Now, the Serena Management, are they set at what time?
9:15.
Okay, we're already past, is that a call?
It's teleconference.
Yeah, okay. Do I got to dial one on this thing?
And there are two of them.
All right, well, let's have a look at them for a second. Oh, they're right here. And there's, why are there, do we like, does the county switch phone companies every year?
No.
It seems like we have different...
It's been the...
Instructions, okay.
And then that number, this number is this one.
This is enter your four-digit long distance code? We didn't have to do that last year.
No, we didn't.
It shouldn't necessarily have, okay. Press multiple caller button on. Oh, if we wanted to do a conference call.
So is this the one that has two motels?
It is.
This is BOE 1 and 2.
Okay. Oh, I remember this one from last year.
Okay, is this the one where they've got, it was supposed to be a Choice Hotel? Is that the one I'm thinking of, or is that another one?
If I remember right, they were using one motel last year, and the other one they were saying was not inhabitable at the time.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
But...
And they kind of just touch at the parking lot. If, can you bring up the beacon on that?
10.2.
and then I think it'll refresh everybody's memory.
Thank you. Last year, we, Jesse made motions on both of them. On BOE 1, we reduced it down to 1.2 million. And BOE 2, we reduced it down to 800,000. And you've requested financial information, which they have not provided. Is that my understanding?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I'll just give them a call. And who am I calling? I guess we're calling
Sudhindran Lalawala.
Thank you for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Call Assist by Google, reporting this call for the person you're trying to reach. Before I try to connect you, can I ask what you're calling about? Thanks. Connecting you now. The call is no longer being recorded.
Hello.
Hello. This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I'm here with the other members, two other members, and we've got your BOE on the docket. Are your two hotels or one hotel with two parcels?
Yeah, two parcels and two hotels.
Two parcels, two hotels. Okay. With respect to the 225 Just Joe Parkway property, last year or last, not last, wouldn't have been last year, it'd been 20. Well, I guess it was last year.
It was last year.
We reduced the appraised valuation down to 1.2 million. And on the on the 2719 West 76, we reduced it down to 800,000. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, what I believe the assessor's office has requested some financial information for an income approach. But what is it that you want us to consider this year?
I already provided the financial information, but somewhere there is a disconnect with them that they are telling me that I submit the STIR report for 3 years, but my hotel is not even 3 years old. I don't have a STIR report. And I also provided that 225 Just Joe Parkway property, which was I was branding with a choice, and this year they terminated because I could not able to open the hotel. So from the income point of view, there's no income on the second building, this Just Joe Parkway property. And I provided my entire, I have not had the tax return, I provided the entire income expense statement to Brandon and David. And so I have provided everything showing that I don't have the income. And also I provided the study report on the suburban studio that is on the street, the building number one, showing the study report of the from January to December, 12 months report I have shown, and the income were not there. So I have been telling, but they are keep coming and says I did not provide the document. So I don't know what other document I need to provide in order to make this thing that they consider. So they declined to consider it.
Okay. They're here, so I'm going to let them respond.
So the documents we needed, he did explain to us that he only had 2 years of ownership of this particular property, but he did. The information he provided was for one hotel for 1 year, and we needed both hotels for 3 years. And even though he only owned it 2 years, he had to have information from the bank to purchase that hotel, and could have pulled that information
from the previous year that he didn't own it to show a track record. And that's what we needed. That's what the statute tells us that we have to have. And so we're just backed up against that statute, and we couldn't move any further forward. It's not that he's not communicated. He has communicated. But
let me answer. 2024, the property that we acquired, when I branded it, I cannot open the property until I brand the property. So it gets branded by the choice for Suburban Studio. So there was no star report or anything because the hotel was completely shut down. So looking at the previous report or something, I don't even have those reports because the property was bought as is. And so the whatever the time was there, it is not valid of that time. That's why we are going into the income approach. And I'm giving the income approach. I provided all the tax return that I filed with the county or the city of Branson, as well as whatever I filed with the tax return with the state. So I have provided everything. So I don't know how I'm going to get the document that now he's telling 2 years. First he's stuck with the 3 years, now he's saying 2 years. I don't have any income. And I provided the facts that on the boardwalk end, which is 2 to 5 Chase Joe Parkway, that property, the choice pulled my even license up. So because the property is under renovation, because David did visit it to the property and he saw that it was under construction.
Okay. Let me ask, see if the board members may have other questions, but are you saying when we made the decision in 25, you did not own it, right?
25, I owned the property, yes. So at the time, it was appraised higher, and whoever the person was there, and you guys come up with this number, and I accepted that number because I didn't want to argue on it. But now this year, I have the solid data, which I have provided. So because last year everything was in the air because there was no star report I can provide. There was no other report I can provide. But this year I had the proofs and I provided everything.
Okay. And do you have any idea whether or not when you purchased these, were both properties operating?
Both were operating as Baymont, but they pulled the license out because the property was not renovated according to their rule. The previous owner did not follow up. And also, we did not get the occupancy certificate from the city until I repaired and fixed the code, and that was took the entire 2024.
Okay, so it wasn't... One of the properties wasn't operating in 24, or there wasn't.
Both were not operating in 2024 because there were the code violation on the property.
Gotcha.
Because
and so you bought these as is.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think we're going to have to operate with what he's got. I don't know. Have you guys done any quick and dirty on what he did provide at all?
So part of it is. He split the two properties between two parcels and operating them as separate hotels. When we requested the information, we requested profit and loss statements for the individual parcels. We were never given profit and loss statements for the individual parcels, meaning the two separate things.
Because it's owned by one corporation, I'm not going to give you separate statement. I provided you my Selena management of Branson Incorporation entire expense and report because they are all treated as one, as an entity, and I have not kept because there was no income on the boardwalk in, which is there is no way I can even separate you out, but he asked me to fill out the form for the whatever the license, and I filled it out with the best of my knowledge.
Let me ask a question.